The following program is underwritten by Workers Independent News.
This is the People's Mic with Doug Cunningham. This is what democracy sounds like.
Forward, not backward. Forward.
Now, we talked about evolution and we talked about transition. And one of the special guests that was at Capitol Pride this weekend was a transgender comic named Dina Martinez. I stood up with Dina and asked her about how she became a comic and why she was doing comedy and why she chose Madison.
When it comes down to it, my life, after I started living full-time as female, my life balanced out for me a lot. In L.A., gay life and being a showgirl, it's all about the nightlife, obviously. And I just ended up kind of balancing out and becoming the normal soccer mom kind of lady that I wanted to be, which was really amazing. I like to say train a granny, because all I wanted to do was sit on the porch and throw beer cans at the kids in my yard. But yeah, it just kind of normalized out, and I have a lot of funny experiences just from being a transgender woman and living a life, you know? You wonder what happens when you're first time in the women's bathroom. It gets scary when you haven't been there, but when you realize that guys are looking at you when you're at a urinal, it's probably time to go to a different place.
And you can listen to more of Dina Martinez's comedy at dinamartinez.com. Dina is living here in Madison now. One of the things she talked about was that she chose Madison because it is a place where she's welcome and she can make a difference as a comic. What do you think, David? Did you ever think that there would be an out transgender comedian appearing on the stage in Madison on the Capitol Square?
And I never thought there would be an out gay or lesbian member of Congress, much less a U.S. Senator.
I'm Scott Fogel, in for Doug Cunningham. Join us again tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 6. You're listening to The People's Mic.